I'd been up late one night, or morning, working on a painting, and I had gone out behind my building to toss the leftover paint before it dried and ruined my pots. The muckrakers usually came with their reeking wagons at dawn, carting off the bin contents to sift for night soil and anything else of value, and I didn't want to miss them. I didn't even notice a man there, because he smelled like the rest of the muck, like something dead, which, now that I think about it, he probably was. I tossed the paint and would have gone back inside had I not noticed an odd glimmer from the corner of one eye. I was tired enough that I should have ignored that, too. After 10 years in shadow, I'd grown inured to godling leavings. Most likely, one of them had thrown up there after a night of drinking or had spent himself in a tryst amid the fumes. The new ones liked to do that, spend a week or so playing mortal before settling into whatever life they'd decided to lead among us. The initiation was generally messy. So I don't know why I stopped, that chilly winter morning. Some instinct told me to turn my head, and I don't know why I listened to it. But I did, and that was when I saw glory awaken in a pile of muck. At first, I saw only delicate lines of gold limn the shape of a man. Dewdrops of glimmering silver beaded along his flesh and then ran down it in rivulets, illuminating the texture of skin in smooth relief. I saw some of those rivulets move impossibly upward, igniting the filaments of his hair, the stern carved lines of his face. And as I stood there, my hands damp with paint and my door standing open behind me, forgotten, I saw this glowing man draw a deep breath, which made him shimmer even more beautifully, and open eyes whose color I would never be able to fully describe, even if I someday learn the words. The best I can do is compare it to things I do know. The heavy thickness of red gold, the smell of brass on a hot day, desire and pride. Yet, as I stood there, transfixed by those eyes, I saw something else. Pain. So much sorrow and grief and anger and guilt and other emotions I could not name because, when all was said and done, my life up to then had been relatively happy. There are some things one can understand only by experience, and there are some experiences no one wants to share. Perhaps I should tell you something about me before I go on. I'm something of an artist, as I've mentioned. I make, or made, my living selling trinkets and souvenirs to out-of-towners. I also paint, though my paintings are not meant for the eyes of others. Aside from this, I'm no one special. I see magic and gods, but so does everyone. I told you, they're everywhere. I probably just notice them more because I can't see anything else. My parents named me Ori, like the cry of the southeastern weeper bird. Have you heard it? It seems to sob as it calls, Ori, gasp, Ori, gasp. Most Morona girls are named for such sorrowful things. It could be worse. The boys are named for vengeance. Depressing, isn't it? That sort of thing is why I left. Then again, I have never forgotten my mother's words. It's all right to need help. All of us have things we can't do alone. So the man in the muck? I took him in, cleaned him up, fed him a good meal. And because I had space, I let him stay. It was the right thing to do. The human thing. I suppose I was also lonely after the whole matting business. Anyhow, I told myself it did no harm. But I was wrong about that part.